Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Everybody's got different interpretations of things that happen. Just like what happened with DK Metcalf and the fan yesterday in Detroit. We should be talking about a controversial ending, a great game, back and forth, a big Steelers win on the road in Detroit, 29-24. Steelers Mike Tomlin, once again, another non-losing season. Mike Tomlin's great. Anybody that thinks he's a bad coach sucks. Stupid. It's kind of like when people killed Harbaugh in Baltimore. You don't know how good you have it. Overall, nobody's perfect. I'm not. You're not. Stop expecting perfection. Stop blaming coaches for everything. But anyway, instead, we're sitting here talking about a fan incident. So this thing has taken on a greater life than even the initial, like, whoa, like DK Metcalf shoved, punched, whatever, a fan in the front row after yanking his hair or whatever that was down. So apparently, I missed this. I heard something about it, but I don't listen to any of this garbage. Apparently, there's the Chad Johnson, you know, Ocho Cinco guy. He has a podcast. Who knew? And he said that I got word, obviously, I'm not condoning putting your hands on a fan or punching a fan, but he did call him a racial slur. He called him the N-word. And he did call his mom a four-letter C-word that I can't certainly say on the radio. I think, Chad said. Or I said, I think with those words being exchanged and the fans saying that, I think that's where the action occurred. And saying it's a bad combination of words, it caused DK Metcalf to react. However, okay, the fan, Ryan Kennedy, is now representing himself with lawyers. He's released a statement categorically denying using the N-word, the C-word, or any racial, misogynistic, or hate-based language during the incident, according to his lawyers. So, there's more to this, in case you wanted it. Apparently, Metcalf has had a run-in with this guy before. When he played for the Seattle Seahawks, before being traded this offseason to the Steelers, apparently this guy sits in the front row behind the visiting team bench, and he's had an issue, and he apparently reported Kennedy, the fan, to Seattle Seahawks team security in the past, according to ESPN. It's not known specifically how many times, but the Seahawks played in Detroit in 2022, 23, and 2024, 3 years in a row. So, look, the NFL has got to be careful here, obviously, because you can't have your players, team personnel, coaches, what have you, being insulted with racial terms or anything like that. Let's start there. The fan was not removed from Ford Field, according to the Detroit Free Press and the team, the Lions. So I don't know what the NFL is going to do here. To our knowledge, nobody has audio of the fan saying this. It's just what DK Metcalf is telling Chad Ochocinco what happened. That's it. I presume it's DK Metcalf. Chad Johnson's not saying it was. I presume it was. They got to be buddies.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
But I don't know what the NFL does here. It ruined a controversial ending, right? You had the offensive pass interference, which was a good call, which wipes out the lateral from Amon-Ra St. Brown. On the final play of the game, ends the game. There was a controversial OPI two plays before. I thought it was a good call, but some people didn't like it. Right? Great win for Pittsburgh. No TJ Watt. They ran the ball really well. I mean, how about, like, the Steelers, I look at them as kind of a team that struggles to be consistent running the ball. Jalen Warren had 143 yards on 14 carries. That's an average of 10.2 a pop and two scores. Now, 45 came on one play, but still. Kenny Gainwell had a 45-yard touchdown pass. The Pittsburgh running backs were awesome yesterday. Gainwell and Warren. Who knew? And Gainwell had, again, the Gainwell had the 45-yard touchdown pass. He also ran for 50 yards on nine carries. It's an average of 5.6. The Lions got shredded on the ground, obviously. 230 net yards. Steelers were 8 of 16, 481. So all this talk about Kelvin Shepard being like, oh, this great defensive coordinator, Pittsburgh, which is largely a pedestrian offense, went in there and kicked their ass and dragged them all up and down the floor. Now, they barely won, but they scored 29 points on the road, and that is, trust me, this is as pedestrian of a Pittsburgh offense as you're ever going to see. It is the definition of pedestrian. Like, they love throwing four-yard hook routes to their tight ends. And they ran in there and racked up 481 yards and 29 points. Everybody can have a bad day. Everybody can have a bad day. I don't know what the NFL is going to do about that mess. I really don't. And one more for you here before the trending alert. And then we'll obviously get into more of the NFL throughout the week. We'll be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. What happened in Baltimore last night, for Derrick Henry not to get a rushing attempt after, what, the 12-and-a-half-minute mark, it is very strange. There is no denying that. Very strange. Very strange. Especially when Baltimore's got the lead, right? Yeah. So why don't we hear from Jim Harbaugh, John Harbaugh. I always get them confused too. Derrick Henry carried the ball for 4 yards on a first and goal from the 6 and then finished off that drive with a 2-yard touchdown with 12:53 left on the clock. A 7-play, 44-yard drive, 4 minutes and 3 seconds to put the Ravens up 24-13, and then he was never back in the game again. So here's John Harbaugh trying to explain away what happened.
You look back on it, I think it's pretty easy to say he should have been in there or shouldn't have been in there. But we're rotating those guys throughout the game as two backs, you know. And but yeah, game-winning drive. Do I want Derrick Henry on the field? Sure, I do want him on the field.
All right, so after New England scores a touchdown to make it 24-21, Baltimore takes over with the football again with 8:52 remaining. And they go pass Mitchell, the backup tight end who they're rotating, 4-yard run, pass for 8 on 3rd and 6. First down, Mitchell again, no gain. Huntley scrambles for 3 yards. Huntley short pass to Mark Andrews for 3 yards on 3rd and 7. They get the false start on the punt, and then they punt it away. So, I mean, you could say, all right, it's one series. You know, you try to salt away the game. It's now a 3-point lead, but you're rotating. Okay, keep Derrick Henry fresh, whatever. Then New England takes over after the punt with 5 minutes left to go. They start moving the football. That controversial missed defensive pass interference. I have no idea how they missed that. They get the touchdown to Ramondre Stevenson, cap off a 90-play drive in 2 minutes and 55 seconds. So now they've got the lead 28-24. So Baltimore then takes over with 2 minutes and 3 seconds left after the kickoff. And you see Derrick Henry with his jacket on. And everybody's going, ape, you know what? Because Derrick Henry's got his jacket on, and he's not in the game. And Baltimore is down 3. But here's the thing that I kept saying to my guy, the Birdman, and online, and never saw any of the Baltimore reporters. Derrick Henry's fumbled a bunch this year, including once last night. He fumbled 3 times to start the year. Now, it got better, but he's a little bit of a ball security concern. Is that the reason why he wasn't in there? In addition to not having the same speed as the other guy has, Mitchell? As maybe not having the same hands? I don't know. I mean, Harbaugh saying he should have been in there. Maybe he meant on the second to last drive. I don't know if he should have been in there on the last drive. Should he have been? I don't know. And they fumbled anyway. Zay Flowers then fumbles. But I'm not saying that you can prevent everything. But to me, it was pretty clear they didn't want Derrick Henry in there because they didn't trust him to hold on to the football. And there is a point of no return. That was their last possession of the game. But what makes it look extra bad is 2 possessions. He's not in there. When they say they're rotating those guys. I don't know. Weird. All right, we got to take a timeout. Trending alert time. And then we'll come back with some thoughts on the college football playoffs right here, right now on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.